All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 142 of the world famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Believe it or not, I'm doing it again. I'm driving on Saturday morning. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to fold my fat ass into the Chevy Cruze and drive all the way down to West Virginia. See my parents. Google says 7 hours, 50 minutes. Ends up being 9 because you have to stop every once in a while to offload some urine and unload gasoline. Although I might be able to get all the way down there without buying gas. We'll see. I don't know. But anyway, you got to stop every once in a while, especially if you start nodding off. You know, I've had issues, you know, like falling asleep. I mean, nothing major, but it's kind of scary when you're like just driving down the interstate at like 80 miles an hour and you're like dozing off. That's no good. That's not a recipe for success. I remember when I worked in Greensboro at that stupid Food Lion store, the worst job I ever had. And I worked overnight. It was one of those deals where you go in at 11 and you finish whenever you get done. There's no stop time, you know. But you're not allowed to go over 40 hours. If you go over 40 hours, you do 40 hours in 1 second, fire your ass, you know. I'm not even joking. That's not even a joke. So you got to get all your work done within 40 hours, but you got, I don't know. It's the whole thing's set up. Everybody's set up to fail in that place, you know. But anyway, so I'd work all night. And then I'd get a couple days off, and I'd want to go home and see my folks and my girlfriend. At the beginning of the Greensboro adventure, I had a girlfriend back in West Virginia. So, if I got 2 days off in a row, I'd shoot down there real fast. Or up there, I guess. Up there, in that case. And I remember one time I was falling asleep before I got to Winston-Salem. Which is like, I don't even know. I don't even know how far that is. It's like a half hour from Greensboro. But anyway, I was driving and I was like nodding off. I had to stop at some rest area. And I had the seat back and I was like, you know, getting a little sleep. I wanted to get maybe like a 10-minute cat nap or something. Maybe like that would take the edge off. And I got the seat eased back a little bit. I'm parked there. And next thing I know, there's somebody like tapping on the window of my car. And it's some old lady. Her face is like mashed up against the glass. I'm like, oh my God, what in the... You know, I mean, what the... She goes, are you all right in there? Yes, lady, it's a rest area. I'm resting. It's right in the name, rest area. I'm resting. Why don't you just mind your own business and back it up? All right. She thought I was dead or something. I don't know. I don't know what she thought, but scared the shit out of me. I looked up and there's like some painted old lady face just like filling the entire window of my car. It was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so I have a long history of that. You can't drive down there in 8 hours. You can do it in 9, and that's probably what it'll take me 9 hours. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to experience phantom ass syndrome once again, where I can't feel my ass. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And it's and I'm going by myself, so I'm going to be in the car alone. I'm going to be listening to the Van Halen station on Sirius XM, which has been on basically on perma play in my car for ever since we returned. You know, they threw that thing up there right after Eddie Van Halen passed away, which is no good. I don't, you know, big fan of Van Halen, and you know, so I'll be listening to that. Yeah, it feels like all they did. It feels like Sirius XM. Just took every Van Halen song and stuck it into a computer and just hit shuffle. It just plays songs. It plays all their songs in random order. And it, somehow it works. It's perfect because you'll go from a couple of Sammy songs into a David Lee Roth songs. And there's there was Gary Cherone songs mixed in. And then there's songs off that reunion album from a few years ago with David Lee Roth. And there's a smattering, that's correct, a smattering of live tracks in there. It's fantastic. And then every once in a while they'll have some celebrity come on and play their favorite Van Halen songs, you know, like four of them or something. And they'll tell you why each one of them is important to them. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So I've been listening to that shit nonstop. Also, I downloaded the Mark Everett from the Eels, one of my favorite bands. A few years ago, it's probably like 10 years ago, he wrote this memoir called Things the Grandchildren Should Know. One of the best, you know, one of the best rock autobiographies or memoirs. I mean, autobiographies are about an entire life. A memoir is just about a certain part of a person's life. You know what I'm saying? So you could have multiple memoirs about different segments of their life. But an autobiography is like their entire life. You know what I'm saying? So this is a memoir. But anyway, I read this thing. I don't know why I went down that road. But anyway, I read this thing when it first came out. In fact, I bought it in England. Thing came out in England first. We were over there. And Steve goes, "Can you buy me one?" I said, "Sure." So I bought two copies of it. It wasn't available in the United States yet. And he's American. I don't know. I don't understand why it came out in England so far in advance. It was like a year in advance. So I bought two hardcover copies of it, and I read it on the plane coming back, and so that was in, 2007 or something? Early 2008? I don't remember. Something like that. Probably early 2008, that's what it was. And I remember the girl, it was in London, I bought it at a bookstore in London. She goes, "Oh, I love the Eels. The Eels are one of my favorite bands." I said, "Yeah, I'm going to see them in Philadelphia in like 3 weeks. And she looked at me like, what kind of hick American, what kind of American hick accent is that? She was like, the whole conversation just shut down as soon as I spoke. Like there was a complete change of demeanor. I don't know why. I felt violated. I felt humiliated, abused. You know what I'm saying? Very delicate. I'm a very delicate man. But anyway, I downloaded the audiobook version of that book. It's very good. I mean, that guy's had a hell of a life. All right, I'm not going to tell you about the whole thing, but he's had a hell of a life. That book is written very well written, and it's funny, and it's not at all pretentious, which is rare in the rock bio world. It's free of pretension. Self-deprecating, it's witty, it's funny, it's smart. Oh, it's fantastic. It's a complete 100% success story. It's a success. I mean, the guy sat down, I think he said it took him a year to write this thing, and I don't doubt it, because I've written a book, and it was terrible. It was a terrible experience. And but anyway, the thing's completely, it's great. It's really good. And he wrote it himself. He didn't have one of those ghostwriters, you know, as these people often do. So anyway, I downloaded that book, and it's on my phone, and I might stream some of that. I might listen to that while I'm driving too. The unabridged version of Things the Grandchildren Should Know. So I'm going to go visit my parents. I'm driving on Saturday. I'll be there Sunday and Monday, and I'm driving back on Tuesday. So once again, I went back to work the other day after, I don't know, a week and a half. I had 2,755 emails. It took me 2 days to get them cleared up. And I walked right back into, I mean, it was like within seconds, I was right in the belly of the beast. You know, it's as if that whole vacation never happened. And I told some of the other, some of my coworkers there, I said, the only thing that I could do from this point forward is either A, never take a vacation again, or B, never return from a vacation again. You know, I feel like that's and then here I am, I'm getting ready to go down and do it again. It's only I'm only going to miss 2 days of work this time. But, you know, I'm gonna be back in the car driving down there. I'm gonna go see my parents. They're getting ready to go to Florida. They go to Florida for the winter every year. And I try to go visit them at least once in the summer. And it's getting deep into the fall. I haven't been down there. And I blame it on the COVID. I blame everything on the COVID. But I'm gonna go see them. And I'll be about by myself. 8 hours, 9 hours in the car, driving deep into the heart of West Virginia. I don't know why I keep saying that. But anyway, so that's coming up. I had a couple things on my notebook. I don't have any really, I don't have notes. Be freestyling on this thing. I'm going to tell you a story. It's kind of disgusting, but I'll share it with you. Share it with you anyway. So when we, the day we went to Myrtle Beach, you know, we drove down there, and whenever I travel or something, I get thrown up. My entire gastrointestinal, you know, the day one of this thing, I often have distress, you know, in the gastrointestinal realm. You know what I'm saying? I am a man of precise. There's a pattern, you know. There's a pattern to all this, and when I have to get up early and rush around and leave early, it gets thrown into disarray, you know. And then for the first day, you know, I've got distress going, and I'm not the type of person who, you know, you'll never see me run into the men's room like everybody else, like literally everybody else. No, I'm a master. I've got that shit mastered. It's mind over matter, mind over, I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really, but whenever I travel, I suffer a great discomfort, and it throws the whole cycle off, and I have trouble. So we get there after 12 hours in the car. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, this is not, you know, I feel like the Michelin man. I feel like I'm all swollen up and puffed up, you know. So we get to the hotel, and, you know, thing has two bathrooms in it, believe it or not. Thing's like, it's like an apartment, really. And I was like, so Tony's out on the balcony. I said, can you stay out here for a while? Because I got something I got to tend to. It's long overdue. It's a long earned. She goes, you are disgusting. But yes, I will gladly stay out here and look at this beautiful ocean scene while, you know, instead of experience what you're getting ready to unleash on the world. And I said, all right, good deal. So I went in there and I took care of business. And it was like the greatest thing ever. You know. I mean, you know, the birth of my children. I don't know. I don't want to get into all that. But anyway, I'm trying to, you know, one of the greatest experiences, the birth of my children, the day we were married, the day the Reds won the World Series in 1975 and 76, the back-to-back, the Big Red Machine, which I'll get to in a minute. But yeah, these are the greatest moments, the Replacements, the time I saw the Replacements in Raleigh. You know, these are the top 10 greatest moments, right? So I took care of business, and then the toilet almost overflows, you know, and we're there minutes, we're literally minutes, and the thing, like, it does that thing where it, like, it doesn't go down, you know, it just, like, goes up to the rim, where it goes all the way to the rim. I'm like, no, 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 you know, that kind of thing. And the thing's just, and then it just stops, and it just slowly swirls round and round. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God, what has happened? You know? And I mean, it wasn't anything. I mean, I'm not taking credit for this. I mean, I didn't do anything out of the ordinary. All right, I didn't. I don't want to get too disgusting, but it was just a normal. It was long overdue. But there wasn't anything, you know, spectacular about this thing, you know. There's something wrong with the toilet. So, So I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I went out there and I told Tony, and she goes, oh my God, minutes. We're here minutes, and you're already destroying. You've already destroyed the plumbing. The plumbing's destroyed. I said, I didn't do it, you know. She goes, you certainly did. So, you know, so I'm like stressed out. It's late at night. I mean, we got there late. It was dark, you know. So I'm like, I don't know. She goes, I don't know. Okay. She goes, well, it's up. That's your problem, you know. She was washing her hands of the whole thing. So I thought, maybe, you know, just give it some time and it'll work itself out. It'll fix itself. So I went to bed and dreamed about it. I was like so stressed out about it. I was worried about it all night, and I was stressed out about it. And I was dreaming about the toilet in that hotel while I was sleeping. I didn't get good sleep because of it. And Tony, I woke up the next morning, and the thing's like all the water. I don't want to get into it, but it's like it's not fixed. It's not. There's nothing. There's no forward progress on this thing. And she goes, we're going to have to call somebody and get that thing. You know, somebody's going to have to come up here and fix it. I said, I don't know. I said, I don't want to subject somebody to that horror. So I called down there and I said, the toilet, one of the toilets is like super clogged. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't my fault. I'm not saying it's my wife's fault. But it's definitely not my fault. No, I didn't say that. But they go, all right, we'll have somebody come up. I'm like, so we left. I said, we got to be gone for like 2 hours. I said, we need to leave this place for 2 hours and give them time to come up here and fix this thing. We won't have to see them. You know, I don't want to make eye contact with anybody over this deal. So we went downstairs to breakfast, and then we went for some long-ass walk. Walked for miles on the beach. Gave them plenty of time, you know. I was like, that's got to be enough time, right? They should have fixed it by now. So we went back to the room, and nothing, you know. Nothing had been, they hadn't been up there yet. And as soon, I mean, we're talking like 5 minutes after we got back to the room, somebody's, hear this. I'm like, oh my God, they're here. They're coming. Why did they not come like a half hour ago or an hour ago? What the hell? Tony's like, just answer the door. I said, I can't face them. Too much shame. Too much shame. I can't. She goes, you want me to do it? And I said, just answer the door and tell and show him which bathroom it is. She goes, oh my God. So I went out on the deck like a coward. I mean, I couldn't face the guy. I couldn't look him in the eye. And I guarantee she told him, though my husband like clogged this toilet up, you know, I have no doubt. And that's fine. I have no issue with that either. So he came in there and fixed it, you know. And he was there for like seconds. I guess he had a plunger. In retrospect, I probably should have called down there and said, hey, can I get a plunger? And I'll handle all the dirty work. But I didn't even think about that. It didn't even cross my mind. So anyway, so the next day it happened again. Well, it wasn't as bad. It was like it did that again. I'm like, what is wrong with this thing? You know, it's not me. You know, I don't take any credit for it. And but then I was like I was. It happened again, and then I heard it go bloop 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 like a big loud bloop noise. And it went down. So I don't know. And then it never happened. I don't know. And then it never happened again. Oh, there's something faulty about it, right? So Tony's like, what in the hell? We're in town minutes. We're here for minutes. And you're already causing mayhem with, you know. I said, I can't. I mean, like I said, I got gastrointestinal distress. You know what I'm saying? All right. So I hope that didn't make you too sick. But that happened, like, the first night we were there. All right, and the other thing, I mentioned the Big Red Machine, Cincinnati Reds, the 70s Reds, the Great Eight, as they call them. They had the best lineup, perhaps, in the history of baseball. So the eight players on those teams, those Big Red Machine teams, were, and I'll run them down for you, Johnny Bench behind the plate, Tony Perez at first, Joe Morgan at second, Pete Rose at third, Dave Concepcion at short, George Foster in left, Cesar Geronimo in center, and Ken Griffey Sr. in right. You know, so that's just embedded. That's hardwired into my brain. It's just embedded. That team meant so much to me. Just the best, you know. I mean, I was like, back then I was a kid, and I was like fully invested beyond all realms, you know. So the Big Red Machine, Reds teams, that's one of those sacred things, right? That's one of those things that, you know, you don't mess with that, all right? It's almost a religious, I don't want to oversell it, but I have strong connection to those Big Red Machine. He's the first. Joe Morgan died the other day, the second baseman, Little Joe, you know, one of the greatest second basemen ever. And he died. He was the first of the Great Eight, first Big Red Machine starter that has passed away. And it was sad, you know. I mean, I hate that. I hate that, right? So yesterday, I come to work, and one of my coworkers comes over. He goes, "Oh, man, I heard about Joe Morgan dying." I said, "Yeah, that sucks. I hate that too." And or I hate that. And he goes, "What do you consider him to be, more of a Reds player or like an Astros or a Phillies?" I said, "What? What are you talking about?" He goes, "Well, he played for a lot of different teams. I mean, he didn't play for the Reds very long." I said, "Yes, he did." And he goes, "Well, I think he played for the Astros." I said, "Get off. Don't even start with me on that stuff, you know." I said, "He's a Reds player. The part of his career where he won World Series after World Series and MVP awards, that's the team he played for." And I was getting like a white flash behind my eyes of like, I don't know, I wouldn't call it anger, but like exasperation. I wouldn't call it anger. I mean, I wasn't, but it was like, what the, who could ask such a question? And I was like, I like flew into a tirade. I felt like I lost all control of myself. In fact, when I think back on it, I feel like there's like, I lost minutes. There's minutes in there that I can't recall what happened. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's almost like blacked out or something. I was like, "Are you insane? Are you on acid?" You know? And everybody in the office is like, "What the?" You know? I said, "What kind of question?" I couldn't believe it. My brain was short-circuiting on this thing. And then after the thing was over, he's like, "I don't know, man. You know, I think he played for the Astros longer than he played for the Reds." I said, "Get out of here with that stuff." You know, and the thing was, I was like, the thing went from zero. I went from zero to 100 in like nothing flat, you know. And then after the thing's over, you know, I realize he's just pushing my buttons. I think he had that thing planned. I think he told everybody in the office, "Watch when Jeff comes in. I'm gonna push his buttons and see what happens." I think he was planning this thing, man. And then everybody's like snickering and laughing, like, "All right, you know what I'm saying." I think it was a setup from the start. Oh, my God. What team do you consider him to be, more of a Reds player or a Phillies player? Oh, my God. I mean, that's just, it pains me even saying those words, those particular words spoken in that particular order causes me pain in my soul. All right. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Joe. It brought us great pleasure. He goes, "All I remember." He goes, "I don't even remember him. He's younger than me." He goes, "All I remember him as is an announcer." And I said, "All right, whatever." God, Phillies, are you serious? Oh, suffered an anguish. All right. Anyway, we're at the end of this thing. Getting close, anyway. I don't really have anything else written in the notebook. I'm hungry. I got to eat something. I got a great void. There's a void. So I'm going to go upstairs, see if I can, as we say back in old West Virginia, we'll see if I can rustle me up some grub. You know what I'm saying? And I'll see you guys soon. If you want two of these, by the way, if you want two of these episodes every week instead of just one, man, you can do it. You can head on over to Patreon. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a patronage, a monthly donation. It can be any amount. It can be $500,000 a month, you know, or something less than that or over. I mean, there's no, you know, I don't know. If you want it to be like $4, if you opt for $4 a month, that'll be enough to get you an extra episode every week. Every week. Not every month. Not every once in a while. That every once in a while thing, I wouldn't trust that shit, right? Every week, an extra episode for your ears only, or for all the patrons. Any patron that's at the $4 or more monthly donation level gets an extra episode every week, and it's just like this one. I mean, there's no difference. I'm not talented enough to be different. I just turn on the mic and start talking. You know, they're the same. You know, there's no difference. It's just you get two of them instead of just one every week. You know, and that's good value, $4, and it helps me out a great deal, and you get something in return. So there you go. If you want to do that, do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. Also, if you want to leave a message on the hotline, you can do that too. 570-290-8151. Again, 570-290-8151. Give me a call. If you have a question, you have a comment, you want to make a suggestion, whatever, give me a call 24 hours a day. It's a voicemail system, and I'll use it almost certainly in a future episode. And if you want to send me an email, send it to surfreportpod@gmail.com. I need to check that. I don't know when I've checked that. I need to be a better steward of the email. But anyway, surfreportpod@gmail.com. All right, we're at the end. Hope you guys have yourselves a fine, fine rest of your day. And I'll see you soon. Have a good one. Bye. Very delicate. I'm a very delicate man.